man simen nun gemu din roi leireid lifnei a teva. Sif alef, oimer shli a sibo yishtabach ma'umet. So the Mechaber says, and we'll be medayik to loshen of the Mechaber, the shatz has to stand when he's saying yishtabach, so it seems this is a specific halacha by the shliach tzibur that does not apply to everyone. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, shliach tzibur, kedei sheyismach loy hakadosh miyad. That means, it seems that the shatz went up to the bima to say kadosh after Pesukei Dezimra. So now, if he will say, he will not be standing by the Amud, by Yishtabach, so come out as follows. So let's say he's sitting, let's make it interesting, he's sitting in back of the base medrash, and he said, he finished Yishtabach. Now, after Yishtabach, he's going to walk up to the Amud to say Kaddish. So it comes out, the Kaddish that he is saying, after Pesukei Dezimra, there's a hefsek between the Kaddish and Yishtabach. So that is not preferable. So therefore, the Shatz will tell the Shatz that when you're going to say Yishtabach, first you go up to the Omid, say Yishtabach by the Omid. So now that you said Yishtabach, so you'll be able to be masmich the Kaddish right away to Yishtabach. That's so it's a specific halacha by the Shatz, k'dei sheyismach le'akadosh miyad, because right after Yishtabach, he has to say Kaddish, le'yitzarech lahavsik b'neihem, and there's no need to be mafsik b'neihem, b'hamidah lifnei ha'teva, so he will not have to be mafsik going to the teva. That means if he stands there before, by Yishtabach, so he'll be able to say Kaddish right away. That is midino. Oyma shliach tzibo yishtabach mumet, and this din applies meikar din to the shatz. Avol besimin nun aleph siv zayin bago, and simin of aleph we had, the Ramos says is a minik to stand by Baruch Shoma ashrei yishtabach, mashme dafilo mishem mispalo biyechidi tor kam kein lamoid ba'amiras yishtabach. That a fellow, a person who davens biyachidis, should also stand. That's a minig. That's not meika hadin. Ba'ayim b'ilay rabbi shetirat. So this is the kasha. So the rabbi answers, the hosa bin hogo. That is a minig. The minig is we stand by Baruch Shama, by Baruch David and Yishtabach. But b'hocho midina. But here we're talking about meika hadin. So Me'ikar Adin, only the Shliach Tzibur has to stand up by Yishtabach, by the Omid, in order that he should be able to say right afterwards Kaddish. V'chein Kosav Hagor. V'chein Kosav Bater Zekeinim. The Noyagim Anshei Maise. This is a minute. Bater Zekeinim says this is Mitzad Minik. Lamed kshoimrim yishtabach, bein b'shabes, bein b'chol, v'afilu b'yechidi. So there are two distinct halachas. Mitzad ha-minig, it is preferable to stand up afilu yedavnin b'yechidis. Mitzad ha-din, the chiv to stand up by yishtabach only applies to the shatz. So we'll finish with that then. That's right. That's right. That is exactly right. I don't know. I don't. I'm not pecant. Okay. Fine. Now, something new. Kol ha-tesfov shvochim shebi yishtabach min shir yishvocha ad mayato yizoyer miyoyit shmer lahavsik b'neim. These are 15 shvochim And one should be nizer not to be mafsik between the shvachim. V'hamafsik onshei godol. It's onshei godol. So here the dirshu brings down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what should one do? That means, we didn't say the chsim, we were saying yishtabach, and he says, shir shvach ala v'zima, and the shatz says, omen yeish merab. So should he be mafsik? He says, omen yeish merab is mafsik. But lidach kisa not to be mafsik, omen yeish merab is also not so poshut. So Chaim Kanievsky said, you answer omen yeish merab, then you go back to shir shvach. So I accomplish everything. That means I say without a half sick because I go back again. I say shir shvach al v'sim, I go back and I say it again without a half sick. But to shir shvach you start when you start the test of shvach is kilochano shir shvach starts the test of shvach is. So these you should not be mafsik. So I'll say it again. I'll say it again. Avalein tzar shiye b'neshima echad. But you don't have to say it in one breath. Chayodim b'shem agor, v'chein kos v'agoyin rav yankiv emdim, chemash v'bizayir atrum, t'loika ha-shlo. That the shlo says you have to say it in one breath. Don't just say it in one breath. You can say it through, but you shouldn't be mafsik b'dibur, and if you have this case, we said what Rav Chaim Kanievsky said. Sif beis. Ein loima yishtabach elo imkein omar boruch shi omar uktsas psuki vizimra. That means there is a set. You say boruch shi omar Nun Gimel Sif Beis. There's a set. You start off Psuki Dezimra Bor Shoma, then you say Psuki Dezimra, the minimum of Psuki Dezimra is Tehillah LeDavid, and then you say Yishtabach. If a person is going to say Yishtabach alone, he won't say Bor Shoma and Psuki Dezimra, he won't say this. There's no such thing. The Yishtabach is the Gemar of Psuki de Zimra, but I mean it starts with a psicha of Baruch Sha'ama and ends with Yishtabach. You say some Psuki de Zimra in the middle. If a person is going to go up and say Yishtabach alone, so we'll say Sabrocha Lebatola. That means Yishtabach is only said when you have a Baruch Sha'ama, the Tila of David before it. That's what he says. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein loyma ben shliach tzibur ben adam acher. You have the yishtabach is a chelik of the birchas put psuki dezimra. So you have to have a bracha rishayna and psuki dezimra. Elim came the yishtabach I bracha achrayna. This is the last bracha after Psuki Dezimra. Umas Chelef B'loi Baruch. It doesn't start with a Baruch. He's Muchal Abichas Baruch Shoma. That means it's a set. It starts with Baruch Shoma, ends with Yishtabach. Okay. Ein Loima Oiso B'loi Baruch Shoma. You can't say it without saying Baruch Shoma. V'loi Kishetoyim. Katoyim, not like the people who make a terrible mistake. Shekshehim bederech oishar shasadchat. That means they're on the journey, they're in a hurry, so they can't say hope sukitizim. So they start from Yishtabach. Say Yishtabach, and then Yitzareel. So Rachmona Nitzlon, Shemavoch Meiteise Brocha Levatol. You can't start from Yishtabach. Because the Yishtabach goes with Baruch Shoma and Yishtabach. Omar Baruch Shoma, okay, you have to say Baruch Shoma, Tilo L'Dovid, that's the minimum, and Yishtabach. Okay. Therefore, Ovel, what if a person is an Ovel, he davens for the Omid, so he's going to go to the Omid by Yishtabach, or Yorzait, she's Achor Lovi L'Beis HaKnesses, at Korav L'Borchu, they came late, and he has to go today, he has Yorzait, he's a novel, He said, he goes up by Yishtabach, and they're up to Yishtabach, and everyone's impatient, and before he can say Yishtabach. So it'll be a bachel of a tolle. U'machochim lamid al kaponim yiloy mi Yishtabach lefnei ha-teve. And he has to say Yishtabach lefnei ha-teve, k'yosa lafzik ben Yishtabach le-kadish. So he has to say Yishtabach and then kadish. Yiru al kaponim loyme mitchivu latzma boch shama v'ashre. So al kaponim, before he goes up, he has to make sure to say boch shama v'ashre, he's going to start na Yishtabach. V'chein achazen b'shabes she'is achar lovay akorv l'borchu. Achazen, he's happening from there for the Amud, and he later came late. So now they're up to Yishtabach. Yir al kaponim loyme mitchilo lasme bar shama ashrei v'nishmas v'chanar besimin and beizem mishtabur sivkot nei. Nishmas Shabbos is the beginning of Yishtabach. That means so Shabbos you have to start Yishtabach from Nishmas shechenat. So al kaponim, if he has to daven now for the omer, the light that he came late, it's fafalon. If he's going to daven, he has to say before that, even though everyone is fidgety in the dust, he has to say Baruch Shama Ashrei Nishmas in Yishtabach. So al kaponim, we have here a mayudik aloche that Yishtabach cannot be said alone. There's a mayudik shayla in Bir aloche. The Bir aloche says, what is the din if a person forgot to say Baruch Shama? He didn't say Baruch Shama, he said it. He started from Psuki de Zimra. He said the whole Psuki de Zimra. He finished Psuki de Zimra. Now he's up to Yishtabach. Then all of a sudden it hits him like a bomb. He didn't say Baruch Shoma. So this person is an Oved Eitzes. That means he said Psuki de Zimra already. So he said that already. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, since he said Psuki de Zimra, he can say Yishtabach. He didn't say Baruch Shama Sfafal. That what we say over, the same thing would be by Hallel. The same thing, Hallel starts with a Baruch Rishen, Likis Hallel, and then Elach Lu Batish Baruch. So if he forgot to say the Baruch Rishen, and he said the whole Hallel, so he said Hallel already. He is no atheist. Now he says Baruch Achoyna and Hallel. That what the Mechaber says over here, that it's a Baruch Levatola, that means he's not saying, he's not saying any psuki de zimri, just starting from Yishtabach. So Rabbi Yishtabach is no pshat. Yishtabach is the bracha that was niskan after psuki de zimri. You didn't say psuki de zimri. The minimum of psuki de zimri is ashrei. So say something. But al kaponim, but if a person said the complete psuki de zimri and he forgot to say the bracha rishayne, so he says then he could say Yishtabach. What? Yeah, that it's okay. The Prima Godem brings this raya, what you said. He brings this raya from food. He didn't make a mighty in your bench. But al kaponim is a little different because here it's the mighty in the bench and are two different types of brachas. It's a bracha. The Suyonis Baila Mazavalei bracha. This is benching. About al kaponim, that's how the Mishnah Brura Paskins Laloch. Now we're going to have Siv Gimel. Ein Levorech. Oh, now he brings down Ktsas Psuki de Zimra. So you have to say Yishtabach if the Ktsas Psuki de Zimra. So now there's another Bir Aloche that says something very interesting. He says, what happens if a person went out to the bathroom after the Shira, before Yishtabach, right? He went out to the bathroom. Then he says, Asher Yotza. So now there's a Hefsik. Now I can say Yishtabach. So Lecher, the Yishtabach is going on Reifei Chobosar, because it doesn't. Yishtabach has to go on Psuki de Zimre. So he says, so then he should say, it's preferable he should, I mean, he said Psuki de Zimra, it's not like the case has been about before. But it would be preferable he should say some nachamol psuki de zimra that the ishtabach should go on psuki de zimra. So that's a very perhaps shliach the kashar. If a person goes out right before ishtabach, so when he comes back and he says asher yotzach, he should say tilul David and then say ishtabach. Siv gimel. Now we're going to have a very interesting halacha, a difference between a shatz and a person who is not a shatz. Yes. Yes. No, so the yishtabach, I'm saying like this. I said as follows. I stavin psuki de zimra. Yeah, I said I finished the shira. Now I'm going to went to the bathroom. I say asher yotzach. I'm before yishtabach. So the yishtabach is go. The yishtabach is should go on psuki de zimra. And lemaisa, I finished psuki de zimra and I said asher yotzach. So that is not preferable that the yishtabach should go on asher yotzach. That means we should preferably be masmech the yishtabach to psuki de zimra. So he said psuki de zimra already, but now he said asher yotzach. So he says you should say again ashrei or one mizmer, and then say yishtabach. That's what he says over here. This is a preferable that it's not makim likuvah because he said psuki de zimra, but it's preferable he should do this. Siv gimel, ein levorech. Now this is talking about not the shot, but talking about we're talking about a poshita person, not the shot. And this is similar to the halacha we just said now. Ein levorech al latifes tzitzis ben psuke de zimra li yishtabach el ben yishtabach li yaitza. So now let's say what we're talking about. We're not talking about the shots. He davened quick. So now, he didn't have a talis and tefillin. He just got a talis and tefillin before yishtabach. Now, what should he do? Should he make a broch on the talis and tefillin now and then say yishtabach? So that is not good because we want to be masmach the yishtabach to psuki de zimra. So and he'll say, so what should he do? He's not a shatz. So he should say yishtabach. So he's finished. He said psuki de zimra. He said bosh amma, psuki de zimra, yishtabach. He's finished. The shatz is behind him. Okay, he has time. Now, so it's gvaldik. So he finished psuki de zimra. He didn't start anything new yet. Now he should put on the talis and tulin, and without the petitzis, and make the brocha on tulin. That's what he should do. That's what he's saying like this. Ein levorech. He just got the talis and tulin right before yishtabach. Ein levorech alatifas tzitzis bein psuki de zimra li yishtabach. Because then he is mavsik between. He's mavsik between the psuki de zimra and yishtabach. Ela bein yishtabach li yoytza. He should finish yishtabach. So he finished psuki de zimra. He's before the next chelik of davening. Now put on the talis and tefillin. Ein levorech. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Afilu im lehoyo loy talis ad ato. He didn't have a talis. Va'av shuhu bein aprokim. Now he's bein aprokim. He finished psuki de zimra. Now it's yishtabach. So now lecher would be an ideal time to make a bracha on the talis and tefillin. Mikol moke. Kivin shaha bracha koi al psuki de zimra. But the yishtabach goes back on psuki de zimra. Ein roi sheyehefsik beinam lebein bracha achroine ditu. So it is preferable that there should not be a hefsik between the yishtabach, which is a brocha, and the gemara psuki de zimra, and the Pesukei de Zimra, the Mishabach is the end of the Pesukei de Zimra. So if he's going to end the Pesukei de Zimra, and now he's going to say Lishata Petzitzu, so we were mafsik between Pesukei de Zimra and Yishtabach. The brocha liyos ruya liyos samuch lahamitzvah. That means it's a brocha. There's a mitzvah Pesukei de Zimra. There's a mitzvah to say shvachim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We start with a brocha Baruch Shama. We end with Yishtabach. So memele. So say this properly, and then you put on the talus or two. That is, if he first got the talus and tefillin by the end of his yoshia, right before Yishtabach, so say first Yishtabach. Avol mikoydem lozeh bepsukei de zimra. But what is if he got the talus before, between the halalukos? He got the talus between the halalukos. So Mamela, what will be now? He got the talus between the halalukos. So put on the talus now. Fine, put on the talus. And then he'll say halaluka and os yosha. So Mamela, so then there is a maila, but first of all, he's saying Pesukei de Zimra with talus and tefillin, which is a hiddur in the Pesukei de Zimra, number one. Number two, when he says Yishtabach, he's going to say Yishtabach after os yosha. Because he got it by the after halalukas, he got it. So he says, then he should do this. Avam mikoydem laze miksukei de zimra or al kapone ben aprokim yeniach atalus v'yevorech. He should put on the talus and make a brocha then. Yeah, he got it now. So between the halalukas, he should make the brach. Omikoskel in yin tefillin, the mutavach alein bein aprokim. There's a big yechiv to put on tefillin and talus. So memele, he should make a brach on the tefillin then also. Yeah, fine. That's what he should do. Obeprat im hu berabim im isbayish leishe vili talus at tefillin. And what is if he's barabim, now there's a shell of cover the breeze also, he's without a talus at all. So the zikha, another svar he should put on now, talus at all. So al kaponim, this is how the Mishnah Brura paskins, that's what one should do. So now we have, we're not talking about a shatz, we're speaking about a yochid that's mispalo. If he got a talus at tulin in the middle of Pesukei de Zimra, wait till main aprok and put it on with aprok and continue, and you will have a gavucha. Others say there's besides this hiddur of being masmach yishtabach to the Pesukei de Zimra, there's also the shirez Hashem echod shmoy echod yishtabach. So the end of the shire is a dalit. Yishtabach is a shin and a yud. So you have the shem shakai. So memela, this another inyan, we should be masmech the yishtabach to the end of the shire. So that is again by but if he got it right before Yishtabach, say Yishtabach and then put it on. Eloch al tifas tzitzis ben Pesukei de Zimra bodin linyin tefillin eli harabe ben Yishtabach liyotze. Kol zeh davkim lehoyu lemikoydim velafochi gam zeosa zeh tzimra bo. That means we'll have later. After Yishtabach, before Yoitzer, it's not so poshut to be mafsik. But L'Tayrech, it's mutter. See, we're speaking about he didn't have it before, so that's what he should do. After Yishtabach, he should put on the talus at all. Now let's go into the Ramah. So now we know by a balabos, that's not going to say. So let's make it simple. He ended Yishtabach, the shatz is still in the middle of Yivorech David, he is Baruch Hashem time. So now put on the talus and tefillin, and shalom al Yisrael. Miyu ha-shliach tzibol, im lehoyo lehi talus tchila. Now the shliach tzibol has a problem what this person doesn't have. Now, the shliach, what did we tell this person to do? We told this person, listen, don't put on the talus before yishtabach, because the talus will be a hefsek in yishtabach and psuki b'zim. Say yishtabach and then put on the talus itself. That, a yochid can do this. The shatz, right after yishtabach, he has to say kaddish. The shatz has to be masmich the kaddish to yishtabach, because the kaddish goes on yishtabach. Now, if the shatz will tell the shatz to do the same thing, say, so he'll finish yishtabach, then he'll say, start a betzitzes, and then nirfilin, and then he's saying kaddish. So what is the kaddish going on? The kaddish has to go on the yishtabach on psukah de zimla. So by him, we have to look at the lesser of the two evils. So by him, we'll tell him, it's preferable for you to put on the talus and tefillin before yishtabach, even though you're not masmich the yishtabach to the psukah de zimla, than to put it on after the yishtabach, and you're making your heresy between yishtabach and kaddish. That is what the Gemara is going to say. Miu, hashliach tzibo im loy hoyo loy talus tchilat. If the shatz did not have a talus before, is atev betzitzis. So now we have here two alternatives. Either you should do like the yochid and put it on after yishtabach, or say before yishtabach, is atev betzitzis koidim sheyaskol yishtabach. He should not be mafsik between the Kaddish and Yishtabach. So if he's the one that's going to say the Kaddish, so you put on the talus and tefillin before. Let's see the Mishnah. And now after Kaddish, then between Kaddish and Yait and Boch, Yizichah can be mafsik. That means the you have to be masmach. There's a bigger chiyuv to be masmach the kaddish to yishtabach and the bochur to the kaddish and the bochur by the son yitzur. This is a bigger chiyuv than the chiyuv of yishtabach. That means this is a greater chiyuv to be masmach the kaddish to yishtabach. The shas has to say kaddish on yishtabach. So memela he can't say usata betzitzis kaddish is kaddish. That's not good. So Mamela, so that is why the Shas has to, so he has to put on the talus before Yishtabach. Miu Ashliach Tzibo. The Gnayu Letzibo, so he says two reasons. The Gnayu Letzibo, Lahamtim Ola Ben Yishtabach LeKaddish, that they have to wait between Yishtabach LeKaddish, and Gama Kaddish Koi Al Yishtabach. The Kaddish is going on the Yishtabach, so somehow you can't say Kaddish on the Sata B'tzitzis. Al Kain Yishtabach take a B'tavus, Vodim B'tvillim, Yivolif. So this is the lesser of the two evils. That means he could say it after Yishtabach or say it before Yishtabach. So he say the lesser of the two evils is say it before Yishtabach. Yeah. Ach! אם לא יביא לו יטלס עד לאחר שגומה ישתבח קודם שאומר הקדש. What is, we didn't have this opportunity. They just brought him talus and tefillin after ישתבח. Now what does he do now? What does he do now? Is יוכל לניח שם לבורך והכל ימתינו. He should do this and the call is to wait for him. Yeah. This my say Mika, then this is also good. He doesn't have an answer. Meshi's boil the comments of Simon and Dal Bago Ayin Shom. This is was about Kapona. We said, but if it is possible, one should be masmich to kaddish to yishtabach. Now we'll say a similar case. V'chein im ein minyan beveis haknesses. Now. There's nine people in shul, and they're waiting for the tenth person. He's coming any minute. About Kapanam Deval, he's not here. And we have nine people. So what should the shatz do? Should he say Yishtabach? And then when that person will come, he'll say Kaddish. Or he should wait till that person comes, and then say Yishtabach. So we just mentioned before that it is preferable for a shatz to be masmich kaddish to yishtabach more than it is to be masmich yishtabach to psukei de zimra. So therefore, if they're waiting for the 10th person, you stand there and don't say Yishtabach yet. So when the 10th person will eventually come, you'll say Yishtabach and Yishkadish. That's what the Rambam says now. Let's see again the Lashon Lo. V'chein im ein minyan beveis ha-kneset, if there's no minyan in shul, yamten ha-shliach tzibor im Yishtabach, so the shliach tzibor should wait to say Yishtabach, v'yishtoik, and he should be quiet. He can't talk out. Ha-shiyovei minyan, till the 10th person comes. V'yoyma Yishtabach v'kadish. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. If there's no minyan, there's nothing but to wait for. She'd have him be yichidus. He thinks he's going to get a minyan. Someone told him he's coming, but they're waiting for him. He got stuck in traffic. I'll come on him. Yeah. Because they're waiting for him to say kaddish. So he shouldn't say now yishtabach and say kaddish on nothing. So you wait to say yishtabach. No, it seems not. He doesn't say it's the same thing. So you say Yishtabach, because when the 10th one comes, he can say Yishtabach, and he can say Kaddish and the Yishtabach. Very good. No, but I can only... That's very good. But the Chazan didn't say Kaddish yet. And the Chazan can say Kaddish and Yishtabach. So when they say Yishtabach, the 10 people by Yishtabach, the 10th one came and say Yishtabach and Kaddish. The 10th person came by Yishtabach, but he waited a half an hour till he came. So that's what he did. But if he's going to say Yishtabach now, and then the 10th person comes and say Kaddish, he's saying Kaddish on nothing. That means the Yishtabach. Yes, the Kaddish has to be somewhat to Yishtabach, because the Yishtabach is being said on you. On. It's not. It should be not one part, but it should be next one to the other. The Kaddish is said on Yishtabach. Now like this, Yamtem HaShliach Tzibur. That I don't know. Could be in the Lama Sitzkitzit, I don't know, Pakan. But I'll compare them, but the Kaddish has to be said on Yishtabach. But you have to say a Kaddish on something. You can't say a Kaddish in... The Kaddish has to be said as... But this Kaddish... That you say that Kaddish you say before, that's Rabbi Shmuel. That's something else. That's another Kaddish. But the Kaddish that said on Psuki de Zimra has to be said on the Yishtabach of Psuki de Zimra. No. Yeah. Yishtabach for Kaddish. Ube Dieved. Oh. Vyishtak al Yud. Vyishtak Perish le Yafsik bedibol. The Yuchal Lahamtim Chatzi Shor in Yishtabach. How long should he wait? So this basic number of a half an hour is because the Magen Avraham says this is the Zman of Psuki de Zimra. Psuki de Zimra should take normally a half an hour. We mentioned this yesterday, which is Merdik. But that's the Zman of Psuki de Zimra. So you can wait a half an hour. To be going with it. More than that, you shouldn't wait. You should wait in half an hour. And then if he comes, it's good. More than half an hour? No. Don't worry about it. No. We're talking about, that's the... Now. Yeah. Yuchalam d'chatzisho im yishtabach. Now this is a chiddush, and perhaps we'll explain now what the chiddush is. By birchas krishma, the halacha is that let's say if a person is in the middle of birchas krishma and he had to go to the bathroom, and the krishma alone, he had to go to the bathroom, and he was in the bathroom more the time that it takes to say the whole Krishma, the whole Birchas Krishma. So it's a whole shall you have to start from the beginning. Well, let's say by Shmanesa, the Zichas HaShaloch, if someone went out and he was out more than the time it takes to say the whole Shmanesa for him, so he has to start from the beginning. So here, about Kaponim, by by Yishtabach, even though they waited long, that it was because of an oinus they had to wait, they couldn't say afal pi kein. Here, since it's Pirkei Dezimra, one can be mekel. Okay, we'll stop here. That's by food. Yeah, that's how that.
I mean,
there's some places
you think more than 9 minutes.
That,